The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 20th of September, 2018. All the best technology news from the past couple of days coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, it's Hacker News time again. This was for all you Android users out there, though I'm sure you're not surprised by this. You know, those fake apps in the Google Play Store. Yeah, common knowledge. They're everywhere. Problem is, they've now started faking bank apps. According to cybersecurity company ESET, they have discovered 6 fake banking and personal finance apps, yep, in the Google Play Store. What's even more scary, the apps apparently have been installed more than 10,000 times. Now, if you're wondering if Google's aware of it, yep, they are. Hey, just removed them. Unfortunately for those other 10,000 people that downloaded them, it's on you now. Now, apparently these hackers have impersonated 5 banks from New Zealand, Australia, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, and Poland. And amazingly, the apps look so much like the original app, it's almost scary. You'll have to enter your details, your credit card details, your login credentials. Yep, they pretty much got it all. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging just in case you might be thinking out there, did I download the wrong one or not? Well, let me just give you your banks real quick. As far as Australia and New Zealand go, it's the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, CommBank, and the Australia New Zealand Banking Group Limited. That's ANZ, by the way. Plus, there's also ASB Bank. In the UK, it's TSB Bank. Switzerland's Post Finance. In Poland, it's the Santander Bank. And Austria, Bitpanda. A lot of overhaul going over there at Google right now. You know, we've got apps disappearing from Chrome for offline mail, and now they've taken it over to YouTube. Apparently now this is a complete overhaul of their gaming section, because they've announced it will discontinue the support for its YouTube gaming app starting next year. In fact, March of next year. Now, apparently there's going to be a whole new web portal that's going to be born out of this. YouTube.com/gaming. So you probably wonder, after 4 years, why now? Well, it has everything to do with Twitch. Yeah, there's millions and millions of users that watch gaming content on YouTube every day. Problem is, though, Twitch, yeah, they get more views than YouTube does when it comes to gaming. YouTube's hoping that the overhaul in March next year will be a more competing streaming service for gamers to go to. All right, raise your hands. How many out there thought the Angry Birds were extinct? We haven't talked nothing about Angry Birds in I don't know how many years. But apparently they're not, because they're coming to the Magic Leap 1 as an AR puzzle game. Now, those of you who don't know what Magic Leap 1 is, it's the first commercially available mixed reality headset. Now, no, the company's not very mainstream yet, but Angry Birds is hoping to change that. So what will this team up bring? Well, apparently it's going to bring Angry Birds FPS. That's actually short for First Person Slingshot. I think you kind of see where this is going. Instead of your finger on your phone, you now are going to be the slingshot, slinging those birds out and taking those pigs down. Now, it still has a lot of tweaks and stuff to iron out, but the overall gameplay so far has been quite fluid. And of course, they're hoping in the end that the game will be just as popular as it once was so many years ago on our handheld devices. Hopefully more people will get to see it in the flesh coming October 9th. That will be Magic Leap's first developer conference in LA. And finally, I don't know about you, but our TVs, they're going to have to start getting a hell of a lot more HDMI ports on the back. Why? Because they're coming out with so many freaking retro consoles now. Yeah, we've got Nintendo, we got a new one from Nintendo, Sega's apparently coming out with one, and guess what? Here comes PlayStation. Yeah, Sony's just announced a $100 mini version of the original PlayStation, calling it the PlayStation Classic. Alright, so the anticipation is there. When's it coming? Well, as you probably have already guessed, Christmas time. Yes, this December, Sony is re-releasing the original PlayStation console, and apparently will come with 20 games built right in. As far as the games go, well, we're going to get Final Fantasy, Jumping Flash, Ridge Racer Type 4, Wild Arms, and there's quite a few left there on the list they haven't announced yet. So if you've got one precious HDMI slot left on your TV or enough space underneath it, you might want to pick this up in the next few months. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Looking for great web hosting? Take advantage of our special deal. We've teamed up with them. Head on over to TSOHost.com, choose your web hosting package, then at the checkout, enter BTN30, get 30% off your order. Also, don't forget to check us out on social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But our main destination, of course, is our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at you for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.